Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we are going to be in the darkness. Oh, the darkness. Think about that for a minute, that statement. We're going to be in the darkness. We are already in the darkness. We are already in the abyss. We're already in the pit. We are in the shithole of the universe. And why do I say that? Well, everything that in this reality that we're in today is being inverted. Good is bad. And matter of fact, the Bible even tells you that. The Bible even tells you there'll be a point in time where people say good is bad and truth are lies and everything will be reversed. Everything is being reversed. Everything. Years ago, we were concerned about, you know, equality, equal rights, and, you know, looking out for the fellow man, and, you know, if you were a minority, if you were this or that, everyone's trying to bring everybody to a certain parity. Equality can never exist. Never can exist. But mutual respect can, okay? Because our system does not allow for equality. Our system allows for, a means to advance oneself in a secular way. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that, as long as in the advancements, you're not killing anybody to do it, or stepping on people's face, stepping on people to get ahead. And usually the best way to get ahead is to help somebody else. If everybody was helping everybody else to get ahead, you know what? We would have equality. We would have equality. Every time since I've been, you know, doing these shows and talking about nano and doing videos and programs and everything, and I have given everything that, you know, I've been sharing everything with everybody, and there has been like a core of people that have, you know, sort of gravitated, and we are all exchanging. Everyone's exchanging and helping everybody in every way. And I'll tell you something. That's the true measure of prosperity. If you really want to know the truth about it, the true measure of prosperity is when everybody helps everybody to get to being prosperous. Can't win. You can't lose. You cannot lose. When you get into this bullshit game, I'm going to be Mr. Macho, I'm going to be number one, I'm going to be number one, yeah, me, number one, yeah. Okay. All you wind up doing is you may surge to the top, but you crash really hard. And when you go there as a core or as a group or as a collective or as a network, for lack of a better term, and everybody is actually helping everybody to achieve prosperity, and prosperity doesn't mean lots of money, it can. Prosperity doesn't also mean lots of material things. It can. It can also mean health, benefits, doing things that are constructive so that there's a mutual benefit whatever for everybody. For instance, growing in a greenhouse or an aquaponic or hydroponic or working on some sort of alternative energy source or building some kind of advanced power supply, advanced means of healing, whatever it may be, you know, anything, you know, becoming even helping each other to achieve a true level of spirituality, not this bullshit word that we're throwing out today. Oh, I've eaten soy, I'm so spiritual. Ooh, my tofu, you know, that bullshit. But a real sense, because that's what spirituality would mean at that point, where everybody is working in a cohesion, where, you know, everyone is helping everybody. And it's not about personal gain or whatever. I mean, there is personal gain, don't get me wrong. But it's important that we have that too, because that's what drives us as well. But in the same token, everyone's helping everybody. Look, I have a lot of strengths in a lot of different venues, which I share with a lot of people. And they have certain strengths as well that they share with me. So we're both mutually benefiting and both are mutually prospering from that. But when we look at what's going on today, this is why I said all we ever had was each other. That's it. That's all we ever really had. This light, this planet, this environment, this shithole is nothing but that. And out of the shithole, if people create a cohesion with each other, you'd be surprised how we can turn a shithole into something really phenomenal. Now, we are having some serious, serious problems with some shitheads that are running the country. I gotta see if I can find it for you. I want to play something. I gotta find it first. Give me a moment. on this. I think this is it. Give me a second. I gotta click it on and see if that works. Hold on. Anyway, I'll keep talking until this thing kicks on, because everything I do is buffering. But anyhow, when we're looking at this stuff, you know, and we are looking at the effect of these things, we have to see that everything that's being done right now is being taken away from everybody, and everybody's being distracted with all kinds of stuff. And in the end, I guess it won't come on. Anyway, it was a speech made by Ford. There it is. Oh, okay, I clicked on the wrong one anyway. Okay, so let's see if this is the one. Anyway, Ford makes a comment in this little ditty he does. And I want everybody to hear it, because if I can get this thing up and running, hopefully it doesn't interfere with the recording here. What the hell's going on? So let me see here. Well, it'll come up. It'll come on when it comes on. It'll take a minute. But anyhow, he makes a comment. The microphone was on, and he says, if anybody thinks that any minister is not going to listen to his minister of health, he's talking about a premier. Any premier doesn't listen to the minister of health. He said, they're done. They're done. Who is he talking about? They're done. They're done. How is it that these morons have got in power the way they've gotten into power? I'll tell you, he's a coward. He is a freaking coward. And I get why he's a coward, because look what happened to the president of Tanzania. You know, Tanzanian president. They killed him. Now, you can speculate all you want. They said he died of a heart attack. Let me remind all of you something. I have a little history. Every president, premier, prime minister that has died in the last 30 years has either died of a heart attack or cancer. Those are the two main ways they assassinate global leaders. Always has been the game. They used to use castor bean. The ricin in castor bean will cause a heart attack. Same with spike lavender. They would use spike lavender or ricin to create a heart attack on these leaders. And it's undetectable. It was undetectable. Now, you don't need to do that anymore. See, now we have directed energy weapons that can come from your towers, your cell phone. Imagine you're carrying a cell phone and it's emitting a frequency that's assaulting your heart, sending a frequency to alter the DNA in your heart, and all of a sudden you go to the doctors, you go to the hospital, oh, you have a bad heart, sir. You're going to need to have medication. You're going to need to have surgery. And all of a sudden you die on the operating table. Imagine that. Or now you have cancer, which it can be done very easy through microwave technology. Oh, hell, it doesn't take much. Just microwave whoever you want. But the problem we have is we have, okay, what is it, 10 provinces and 3 territories now? How many of these premiers have done anything for the general population other than screw them out of their prosperity? Screw them out of their way of life. Screw them out of their capacity to connect with each other. Imagine that. Imagine that. You know, the interesting thing about Canada and the United States, we are a multicultural country, or they turned us into a multicultural country. And what has happened over a period of time is that we have gotten together. They try to create a divide and conquer. I got a buddy of mine, he's from Trinidad, and we talk all the time about some of this stuff. This divide and conquer bullshit that they created over race and over color. You know, this is so ridiculous to me, you know. And then they try to create another wedge, you know, by saying that they want to, there was a head of the CDC down in Texas and said that the Asians and the Mexicans wanted to have the vaccine, but it was the white man that didn't want to have the vaccine. Well, the white man was thinking. If there is such a thing as a white man, you know, hey, there's a white man over there. Really? Show me. Where? I don't see him. Where? You know. Maybe because he's so white, he's blending in with the sunlight. I don't know. I've never seen a white man. I yet to see a white man. Got to tell you. I've seen different people with different skin tone colors, you know, skin tones. I've never seen a white man. Got to tell you, not yet. I've yet seen one. I have never seen a yellow man either. I've never seen a. I have seen people with a brown color, brown tone to them. This I've seen, and I've seen different shades of brown that I've seen, but I've never seen a black man. Got to tell you, that one I've never seen. You know, I've seen some really dark-skinned people, but I've never seen a black man. But see, they have created this, like I said, this direction of creating this division over, and then classifying people over color. Again, further separating people, further causing people not to be prosperous, having people and being antagonistic one to each other. See, but what's been happening, in my perspective anyway, is over a period of time, and it's taken time, that people of different ethnicities, different cultures, different shades of tone have been getting together. They've been talking. They have been engaging with each other. They have begun seeing that, you know what, we are all pretty much the same. We all put our shoes on one leg at a time. We all put our socks on one leg at a time. You know, we pretty well all have the same concepts, you know, family, friends, you know, retirement, enjoying some kind of activity in life, whatever, you know, that has always been seemed to be the same thing, but for some reason we weren't allowed to, and we're not allowed to get that close, because what happens then is if everybody starts seeing everything on the same exact page, Pilgrim, they have a problem. There's far less of them than there is of us. And that's the problem. This is why they're trying to kill everybody. This is why they're creating democide wherever you live, or they're trying to create planetside wherever you live. You know. And we are now dealing with these planetside issues. And planetside means where you start killing a planet off. You destroy a planet. Democide means we're wiping everybody out in a demographic. The term democide. So when we're looking at this whole concept of being, you know, committing a genocide with either a group of people or all the people in a certain demographic, see, just because these people were becoming awakened, becoming more responsive with each other in a very positive way, and they were returning back to becoming prosperous again, because now they were becoming more cohesive and working with each other. The powers that be do not want this. When you had the Tanzanian president die because he refused to poison his own people, and now you got some F-tard coming in there, and the guy's not even dead a week, and he's pointing the finger, the man died of corona. I mean, really? Someone should just bitch slap that son of a bitch. Yeah, I'm telling you, I get into this fit inside of me sometimes, and I hear shit like that. Well, you got a guy, this president, okay, I was listening to Polly on this one, and she started talking, I didn't get through the whole thing, but I got through a good gist of it. She says, she was doing some research on it. The guy gave up his salary, not all of it, I mean, he reduced his salary, just so that the people of his country could benefit. And you know what this guy did? And we should do the same thing. We should all do the same thing. We should send samples to the CDC, you know, send some shit, dog shit, some dog piss, whatever, and pig piss, cow shit, whatever, and have them tested to see what comes back. He sent all kinds of shit, put all kinds of people's names on it, and had it tested, and they all came back positive. This guy's a chemist. This guy was a chemist. He said, you know what? They're FOS. So he would not poison his own people. And they took him out. So-called heart attack. Why don't we just call it what it really is? He was assassinated. Because he wouldn't kiss their ass. That's the reason why he's dead. You know, I don't like, you know, there's plausibility in this thing, but like I said, I've seen the same pattern over and over and over and over again over the last five decades, you know, that I've been aware of. Every leader that I've ever seen that had any salt or any merit to them, they killed them. John F. Kennedy, I think, was the last president America really ever had. Yeah, that he was the last president. The rest of them have all been just actors, bullshitters, all of them. You know, he actually did the same thing. He foregone his salary. He gave his money to the poor. I grew up during those times. And then he didn't want to start a war with Cuba. He was actually trying to work a resolution with Cuba and Russia. But the powers, the real powers in power, took him out. And they sent a message to the world that, you know, we took out the president of America, we can take you out as well. But there are some men in this life that have testicular fortitude. They have a faith in God, or they have a faith in something more than themselves, and that really do represent the interests of the people. Unfortunately, in Canada, we don't have anybody. So we have to represent ourselves in Canada. It's because we don't have any leadership in this country. We have nothing but a bunch of sellouts. That's about as polite as I can get on that. Because I was going to say something else, but it wouldn't have been very appropriate on that one. There would have been too much education for some young people. But anyway, sellouts. You know, sometimes that ghetto still comes out sometimes. You know, and again, it's embedded. The sellouts. They are all sellouts. I've said this before. Okay, we got 20 states in the union down below us have opened up. Now, it's a trap. It's going to be a trap. Because now 110 million people, thanks to Warp Speed, has now been infected with an injectable program. And within the next 3 months, we're going to see the tail of the tail on this. Yeah, they'll die of heart attack, they'll die of pneumonia, or they'll die of genetic damage done by these programmables. We are no longer in a realm where we have any ethical science in regarding to our health, our prosperity, you know. So we're looking today, again, all we have is each other. All we ever had was each other, and we better start looking at these things correctly, okay, and helping each other to really be prosperous. And I mean by prosperous, I don't mean, you know, it's not all about money. Money's important, you know, and I'm not saying it's not important. I'm not saying it's the most important. By mean prosperous is to be protected, awakened, aware, educated, learned, not programmed, and having understanding about what's really happening in our reality. Because, like I said, we do not have the representation. And for a lot of people, they are so stupid in regarding to this thing. What was I seeing today? What is it? Is it another one? Yeah, this one. Jeez. There's a guy named Fauci. And this entity, I call it an entity because, you know, nobody in God's creation would be this maligned. He now wants to schedule a vaccination program for 6-month-old children by next year. This is a form of child sacrificing to Baal or Moloch, depending on who you want to call it. That's what this boils down to. You can go listen to this Eftard, this entity, and what he wants to do. And then below, okay, on my site tonight, you can see for yourself the actual ingredients of Moderna. You can actually see the AstraZeneca ingredients, and you can actually see the Pfizer ingredients. They are all synthetic biology. All of them. And they're all genetically engineered, and they're all got toxins in them. Imagine putting this shit into a 6-month-old child. You will forever damage their DNA, and they will be forever, forever be dependent on a pharmaceutical industry that hasn't cured a frickin' thing, an allopathic industry that hasn't cured a frickin' thing for over 100 years. Or should I say, not quite 100, 90 years, almost 100 years. Since the 1930s, they haven't cured a frickin' thing. Nothing. And the medical field, that medical practitioners that were curing people were ostracized by the allopathic field. Some of them even lost their license because they're actually creating a cure. This was all Rockefeller's fault. Rockefeller caused this bullshit. Okay. Again, he took away our prosperity. I did a video one time and Dave was cracking up because I said, God giveth, but the government take it away. And that's exactly what has happened. The governing bodies that are controlling our lives has been taken away our prosperity. Why would God give us prosperity if we're going to allow these governing bodies to steal it from us. Health is a form of prosperity. Health is a right of prosperity. God did not make you to be a broken down machine. He didn't make you to be a broken down robot. He didn't make you to be broken down. You know, the Bible says God made man upright. It means you're standing tall, you're standing straight. That means you're strong, you have health. Okay, just, you know, the that was a form of prosperity. Gave us the ability to heal, gave us the ability to thrive, gave us the ability to do things. Like I said, you need to understand in all that we're dealing with today, you know, what's been going on. So this is another entity trying to take away our prosperity. Imagine that. Taking away your right to be healthy. And again, now, see, this is what I call a coward. These are what I call cowards. They are now going to assault a young child that can't defend themselves, and they're going to assault them because the parents are too effing stupid to understand the nature of what is being inserted into their children. They do not understand that we have now a program operating system that you're inserting into a child. I was just talking to somebody earlier today. We were talking about the idea of having children. I can't see any reason why anybody would want to bring a child into this world today if they're going to be confronted with this choice. And you may not have a choice. See, they have been deceiving everybody since this has started. I said it from the beginning. This was false and fraud. And I'm still saying it to this very day. This is nothing, what they've been doing with the constant barraging of terror and fear and the assault of terror and fear is to keep everybody in the state of enchantment and hypnosis so that they can't think. And they're going to all die for it. They are all going to die for it. This is in my spirit, it depresses me. Yeah, for lack of a better word, wounds me, whatever. You know, we're seeing this many people walk off of a freaking cliff. This is just unimaginable. And like I said, if you ever go shopping, you know, if you ever do go shopping into a mall or a store or whatever, you know, and you're seeing all these people, take a hard look at them. 30% of them that you see, 3 out of 10 of them will be dead probably by June. Think about that for a minute. 3 out of 10 might be dead by June because of the terror they've been fed all this time has weakened their hearts. And because they've been wearing that effing mask and that effing diaper, if you want to call it a whatever, protection. I'm wearing protection. That diaper has impacted them negatively, stripping them of their prosperity to be able to breathe. Because these deceptive entities have created an illusion and a delusion of something that doesn't exist. It's completely a deceptive game. And we need to understand that this is what's going on. So when you do go into a place, a crowded place, and people ask you, where's your mask? Just ask them very politely, you have a will, put me in it. You may not be around much longer. That might shock them. Or you can even tell them, you know what, I'm going to pray for you that God will open up your eyes to the reality that's here because you're obviously not seeing it. Something of that nature. You know, we need to really do something in these places we visit. Maybe drop a prayer. God, you know, can you save these people? God, can you help these people? God, you know, can you give me some answers to do something? Something. Well, however way you communicate with the Almighty. Something. Anything. Just, you know, present that. If we all did this, all of us who are awake did this, just went in and just asked God, God, can we? Is there some way we can save these people from committing suicide, from jumping off the cliff, from sacrificing their children, the Molochs, sacrificing their children, the Baal? Is there something we can do about that? You know, just a simple little prayer. I'm just suggesting this. You don't have to do it. I'm not trying to force you to do it. But it might be a wonderful experiment, actually. Coming from a scientific perspective, I'm not saying it's the only perspective to come because we have to have faith as well, you know, or an intuitive perspective. I mean, my buddy Brian, he's an intuitive, so he's always, you know, coming off with intuitive things. I'm coming off with science things, and sometimes, you know, he gets a little frustrated with me. I said, Brian, I got to have substance. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good. But if you have that, you know, if you feel that, to try something, to see, just to see. Because we're always talking about putting out positive energy, right? We're always, everyone's like, oh, positive energy, positive. Well, I can't see any more positive than having a one-on-one with the Great One. And I'm referring to the Almighty. That's what I'm saying. So when you go into these places, you know, you don't have to be all sacrificial and putting on a big show. Jesus tells you, don't go on and put on a big show. You know, sharing that, you know, you're praying, and but you don't have to do that. Quiet little prayer to yourself. That'd be your closet. You know, pray for the people you're in the store with. Pray that God would do something to, you know, deliver them. Because, like I said, they're dead. And, you know, I always tease more for me. I got people contact me all the time. They tell me stuff, you know, I say, well, more for me. They're not going to be around. And I say that half-heartedly, you know, because it would be true. But I would rather not have to mourn. I'm not one of these guys that likes to show that side of me. I don't want to mourn because they were deceived into death. You know what I mean? We need to do something. I want to read something. This comes from a comic book, okay? DC Comics. I want to read this to you because I think you need to understand. This is in a comic book. They use the term parademon. So let me read this. Parademons are created by the tried and true process of deconstructing. Pay attention to this. Deconstructing and repurposing genetic material from dead and captured enemies. The planet is called Apocalypse. But the mother boxes, which are basically quantum computers that can affect the very code of cellular DNA, cellular core, basically can just change the very fabric of the construct to whatever it wants to make it. So again, a quantum computer that can take nanotechnology, nanobiology, and alter its very, very foundation. Okay, so give you a little bit of a background here. So repurposing genetic material from dead and captured enemies of Apocalypse, which is a demon planet, with mother boxes, which is quantum computing. Newly created parademons are then processed, trained, and enhanced to serve Darkseid. Darkseid would be the equivalent of Satan, Lucifer, Apollyon, and whoever else you want to call the devil. Reanimation of the body's soul is removed. And what you have is a peripheral, a genetically engineered peripheral. Imagine that. Okay, that will be in tonight, so it gives you an idea. This is the comics way of calling out what transpires when your genetic code is being broken down, deconstructed. Isn't that what they're telling you that these vaccines are doing? They're deconstructing and repurposing genetic material. That's us, you, anybody that takes these vaccines. They're telling you're going to be dead in a year because, according to one report, it shuts down your immune system altogether. It removes any antigen immune system that you built up over decades. And now it starts to take over. And the only thing that you can be protected from is this COVID, corona, fake assault. So you get a cold. Basically, they disengage your immune system. You have absolutely no defense. Some can come along and sneeze because they have an allergy, and you can die from the histamine release that your body will produce. Imagine that, your own body killing you. Imagine that. And that's from a comic book. Imagine that. A fictitious character that plagues the universe, and you got superheroes that keep them in check. Imagine that. That little thing. That little definition, that little insight. And this is what they are, again, exposing your children to, desensitizing your children. So that when it comes time to take some kind of vaccine or some sort of a deconstruction and repurposing of their genetic material, they won't think twice about it. They've been become so desensitized. And when you're talking about the super quantum computer that can actually affect the molecular level of creation itself, that's telling you something, isn't it? Isn't that telling you that there is some kind of demonic, heavily demonic influence? This in essence is possession. How a machine can possess you. How a demonic influence or demonic program can possess you. When you read in Luke about the man that was possessed by Legion, when you look at the 2018 Legion, he may have been possessed by a program. Not that far-fetched anymore today, if you actually look at these things a little bit differently than what you've been taught to look at them and how you're taught to interpret. Which then would indicate that Jesus has power over a program. Jesus has power over any kind of operating system so that Jesus can actually set you free. Imagine that. Ooh, can you dig it? Can you dig it? You know, we're talking about biohybrid organic battery combines nanocomposites and bacteria. Nanocomposites. These are materials like silica and bacteria. Turning them into a conduit, a power supply conduit. Now, we just got done talking about deconstructing and repurposing genetic material? Imagine that. Now, imagine for 1 second, the plausibility about this is so close to reality that it's real. That you could take hybrid materials, inject and put them into people through airborne releases from chemtrails, food supply being sprayed on them from above or from just general spraying of the fields, to the water table, to a injectable program, turning people into some sort of biohybrid. Just a thought, just throwing it out there as a thought, a perspective, a concept. The more you dig into this, the more you can see how true and how real this has become. All of us have been infested with nano particulate programming that we're not even aware of. And once it gets inside the body, it begins and initiates its assembly and creates networks in the system. And today, when we got started to what they're using today, they have made things a little bit more sophisticated using different materials. They're even using specific biological materials now on a nano scale, making them more bioavailable to interact or integrate with any kind of composite or metal or anything they wanted to. And then use the stuff to, again, adhere to whatever host they want to put it in. You can take an injectable program, bind it with a protein or a hydrogel or a liposome. You know, they're using a collagen-based material. They're using hydrogels, which is a carbon-based material. Or it can be a protein as well. You can, if gelatin is a hydrogel, for instance, you can take gelatin and put your nanoparticles in that, heat it up. And then you could make it more solid if you want, or you can liquefy it. And then when it's in the host, it then takes that composition of whatever you use, sugar, protein, or fat, and then use that to build whatever system, whatever network, whatever origami, whatever nano bubbles, anything you want to build. Any program you want to put into it, it can now carry it out, adhere to a host, and then start engaging and initiating the narrative that you want it to do. This today is all possible. This is not science fiction. This is not sci-fi. This is not comic book world. This is real. Why do you think they're experimenting on the general population as I'm speaking right now with these lunatic injectables? These are not vaccines. I still don't understand why everybody's still calling them a vaccine when the companies that have manufactured these products are not calling them vaccines. Imagine that. This is how they corrupt the truth by bringing in these terms and calling something that they are. You know, when we talk about people, just to give you an example, just to give you an idea, we call somebody a white man, we call somebody a black man, we call somebody a yellow man, we call somebody a red man, we call somebody a brown man, you know. Why are we giving them a color? They're all men. Same thing with women. You got a white woman and a black woman. You got a yellow woman, a red woman, and a brown woman. Why are we calling them with a color? They're women. But see, they get everybody thinking now in terms of color rather than the person. That's what they're doing with this. You know, oh, this vaccine, it's not a vaccine. It's an injectable program. And this is what we should really be calling this, an injectable program. They will keep on with their bullshit just to keep you in a state of confusion and stupidity. Okay, and you need to really start thinking in these terms in regarding to an injectable program, an operating system they're putting inside your body to alter you in some form or fashion. And by disengaging your immune system's capacity to protect you, you will die of something ridiculous. And majority of you, and I'm not talking about the people who are awake, but the majority of you have already been compromised with heart damage from the mask alone. Then allow you were stupid to get your methanol, you know, you lather in this methanol. This stuff is lethal. I mean, it's a solvent. Do you understand this? Do any of you actually read what these solvents do? They're highly carcinogenic. When I walk in the store and they said, they use a hand. I said, no, I'm not using no hand sanitizer. I got my own. Thank you very much. And I move on. If I'm going to put anything on my hands, it's going to be an essential oil, not a sanitizer that's going to strip my body oils and the layer of protection that my hands have on them already. I will put an essential oil on there to further coat and insulate my hands so that if I am going to touch something, the biochemistry in the essential oils will kill off any kind of viral, bacterial, fungal, mold, whatever, depending on what I'm using. See, use your head. Do not use that shit that they're putting out there for you to pump on your hand. You know, That is so ridiculous to me that people are doing this. And then they'll wonder why they're going blind. Wonder why they're seeing gray in their eyes. Wonder why they got liver issues. Wonder why their lungs are not functioning correctly. Wonder why all of a sudden they got a liver cancer. Imagine that. Liver cancer. Oh, how did I get liver cancer? By a hand sanitizer. Every store I went, I used a hand sanitizer. In one day, I go to 10 stores. So 10 times a day, I'm using these hand sanitizers. Ooh. There goes your prosperity. There goes your life. There goes your concept of things. You know. Israel has led the way. Israel is leading the way now so that pretty soon we're not going to be able to travel within Canada. We're not going to be traveling outside of Canada. We're not going to be able to go anywhere. Thanks to the Zionist government of Israel. These Zionists have basically hooped the planet. Imagine that. Not only have they hooped the planet, but they hooped the people of Israel. See, I've often told you many a time, I don't hate people of Israel. I'm not anti-Semitic, but I am anti-Zionist. There is a difference, and until you understand that, you'll never get it correctly. But the people of Israel are now being assaulted by a Zionist government. And they've had to take it to court to get them to overturn some of the things as far as traveling restrictions and so forth and so on. Now they're taking it to the UN court. Can you imagine that? You have to go outside your country in order to have your rights being restored? We'll see how this goes. But they're now going under the Nuremberg Code, and I don't know why we're not doing that here in Canada. I think in order to get the government, you know, Mr. Trudeau is running for prime ministership again. Imagine If all of a sudden we all took the federal government to the Nuremberg code, took them to court on the UN court. Imagine that. What chances would he have of being reelected? The banks would turn him down. The corporations would turn him down. Hell, even China would turn him down. Imagine that. You know, I don't know if the conservatives are any better, to be honest with you. I really don't know. I think after what Harper did to Canada and selling Canada down the toilet, allowing a country to come in, build businesses, and if they lost money, that we were going to now change our laws to compensate them? Really? How come they didn't do that for Canadians? Isn't that a discriminatory practice? Hell, I want to do business, but I have a law here that's causing me to lose money. Are you going to change the law for me so that I can now be more prosperous in my business? I didn't see that offer to us here in Canada. Again, double standards. Canadians have one standard, and a foreign investment has a different one. Imagine that. This is why this country has never grown, because we had leadership like this that sold this country down the tube time and time and time and time again. Canada should be one of the most prosperous countries in the world. We've got the resources, we got the infrastructure, we got the networks. Why aren't we not up there at the top of the food chain here? We seem to be everybody's bitch. Everybody comes along, just gives us a slap and takes whatever they want. It's just what it seems like. And we have our own officials helping them along. Imagine that. I know some of you might get a little pissed off what I just said there, but you know what? Maybe you need to examine what I just said. Why are we still living at the mercy of everybody except, and when we don't need to be doing this? Something to consider. Now, they are teaching artificial intelligence how to debate. Think about that for a minute. They have programmed AIs with all kinds of debating protocols and narratives so that now, if you were to get into a debate with this machine, it could possibly beat you in a debate. You know what that's saying? That's saying that they're teaching these machines how to outmaneuver people. That's what that's really saying. It's time we really start paying attention to what's really going on around us. You know, they are going to kill off a great part of the population. This is what they call planicide. Like I said from the very beginning, planicide is happening right under our noses. They took away all the older people. They took away all the senior people. They took away the people that were living in old folks' homes, in nursing homes, in senior homes. You know, housing, subsidized housing. What will be next will be people on the system collecting money, social assistance, because they have health issues or they're incapacitated or they have a disability. They're going to take them out next. This is coming. So they can spend more. So in Canada, what will happen there? Okay, we just spent $3 billion. Mr. Trudeau just gave $3 billion to China. You know, alone. In the last 6-7 months, we have almost $3.5 billion have left this country. It seems like every time they did a slaughter of old people, seniors, whatever, they were able to collect the money from the insurances and maybe reabsorb the money that they had invested all this time. And now they just gave it to China. China got it. Ooh, China. China. Need some money, China? Oh, don't worry. We just slaughtered a bunch of old people. We took their pensions, and now we can give you a loan. No worries. We got it. We're good for it. Imagine that, eh? Imagine that. Imagine this kind of thing going on. And then you hear our premier saying, well, if you think no premier isn't going to listen to his health minister, what a cowardly bunch of bastards, every effing one of them. You know, instead of using common sense and they're hiding. They're like, no, we're going to hide behind our health minister. Health ministers are psychiatrists. Really? They're not geneticists. They're not virologists. And even if they had them, they'd be on Bill Gates' payroll anyway. So it wouldn't really have mattered. Not in this country anyway. This is not Tanzania. We don't have a Tanzanian president that actually gave a shit about the country. We got a bunch of, milksop cowards that, you know, will beat the hell out of their own people just so they can make a profit. You know, that's what we have here. That's really what we have. And that's an unfortunate reality, but it's the truth. You know, and I think we need to all wake up on this reality and quit accepting, you know, quit accepting the lies and the nonsense that they have been propagating. They've been putting Canadians to sleep for over 50 years. Over 50 years, this lull and this hypnosis and this enchantment and the bullshit and the false. I mean, time and time and time again, they've been breaking their promises. Time and time and time again, they've gotten caught lying to us. Time and time again, they have done nothing but cause us problems. And they're counting. They're counting on the fact that Canadians are going to forgive them. I'm not saying we shouldn't forgive. But I'm not saying that we just keep on allowing them to continue in their ways they're doing. We need to remove them, just like the people in Iceland removed all their parliament. We need to do something like that. You know, same sort of thing. I think there should be a clause in every branch of government in Canada that if a premier, prime minister, councilman, parliamentarian, whatever, MP, is found not to be serving the general population, and the general population feels the need to impeach these guys, that the common citizen can actually put forth a request to have the leader removed from power. I think that should be there. I think there should be some sort of impeachment policy in our government, because we don't have that here. I mean, they can burn this country to the ground and they can still be in power. That's the reality here. That is the reality check. We need to start to wake up on this, you know, and not allow, like I said, any form of any, you know, just to go along with this. You know how many people have died in our province alone, just in Ontario alone? Have you figured out the suicides that have been committed by young people who've lost all hope, seniors that were murdered, by this experiment that they created, this injectable program? You know how many people were slaughtered by this program? You know how many kids are suffering mental breakdowns because they have to wear an effing mask to school? You know how many kids are now having brain damage from the swabbing every day, and how parents are just allowing their children to be assaulted? You know, back in my day when I had my kids way back many thousands of years ago, if anybody had come near my kid with a swab, that had been so far up their ass, they would have been picking the cornflakes out from 3 days ago. I'm not kidding you. It was a whole different world back then. You know, nobody did anything like this. And if they said, you know, you want to vaccinate your children, you said no, that was it. The game was over. Instead, today, I don't understand this at all. This mindset just blows me away. You know, just allow your children to be sacrificed, and this is acceptable to the parents. And don't give me your bullshit. Well, if we don't do this, they can't go to school. So what? Take all your kids out of school. See how long it'll be before they kiss your ass to bring them back in, and how these laws and these mandates will change. And if they decide to create some sort of other requirement. I think this is where the police need to take a stand here for the general population and honor the charter, honor the constitution of this country, protect and serve the people that you're meant to protect and serve. And if the political insanity continues, then maybe perhaps the police are looking at the wrong thing to oppress. Maybe they need to remove these people from power and put them in jail. Just a concept, just a thought. Just a perspective, just some sort of plausible idea. You know, like I said, we need to really have a different attitude about your children are your gifts from God. You're their representative to reflect God. You know, you don't just allow somebody to come in there and just take over, government to take over. Are you kidding me? The government cannot even take care of themselves. The people that are in power, all they are is just an actor. They pretend they have something on the go, but these people don't have nothing on the go. They're hollow. They're like dead man's tombs on the inside. They got nothing there. There's no substantiation to any of them. They have nothing in them that's ethical, moral, or even spiritual on any level. No spiritual man, okay, and you've seen a spiritual man in Tanzania that actually stood for his people. That was a man of spirit, a man of God. These F-tards. <You know. laughs> I won't even begin to call. I can't even get into calling you what they are. Just that sums it up. Nothing. Empty. Zip. Nada. Don't put your faith in hollow people. Don't put your faith in a politician. They're hollow. All they are prostitutes. And the pimps that pay them are the corporations. And if the pimp tells them to go out and work a street corner, they will go out and work a street corner. That's how they are. And what I mean by that, and that's a good analogy, because that's what it is. You know, with these lobbyists, we need you to pass this law and we'll give you $1,000,000,000. Okay, I'll pass the law. Go and do it. Okay. That's a whore. That's a prostitute. That's what they do. They serve their pimps. That's all we got. That's all we got. You know, too bad. Too bad they don't realize what we have in this country. A good country. A good solid country. Good solid people. People that want to work and build something and do something constructive. And they are being denied prosperity. Being denied their health. They're being denied their very life. That's what this is all. This is what comes down to. Something you might want to really take a hard look at. Like I said, the country is going to go bye-bye. And we're not going to recognize Canada. If this turns into a technocracy, this won't even be a country. This will be a piece of shit that they've turned it into. It's up to everybody to start making a stand and stand strong here. We cannot allow this country to fall like this. This is to me unbearable. It's just unbearable to see this country go the way it's going. Because we got what's in charge. Something to think about. All right, I'm going to let it go at that point. I always say at the end of these shows, and I do mean what I say, go and read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Find some hope. If you're finding no hope, maybe you will find that hope you're looking for in the Gospels that I'm telling you to read. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the New Testament. You know, get under a new covenant that God sent down here for us to get in on. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the letters. Read how Christians evolved and developed. Read Revelations. Understand what the times we're in. You know, ask God to show you what he means. Ask God to, you know, to give you some insight so that you can have, you know, what you need and perhaps take it from there. That's all I can say. Take it from there. You know, if you don't believe, that's fine. If you do believe, that's fine. It's your choice. What I mean by it's fine. It's your choice. Choose. But at first, go read, go check it out, test it. Don't overlook the possibility that you may be missing the best gift anybody ever gave you, the most prosperous gift anybody gave you, and that's your freedom in more ways than one. So go read the Gospels. Alrighty, I got people on my list as well. A lot of people there doing stuff, a lot of people trying to help people get free, you know, being free. A lot of people are trying to be, are determined to do the best they can and doing the right thing. So you can go check them out. You got Brian396. He's also been, you know, the on the nanotechnology. He's been out there, you know, doing it too. Yeah, both of us have been working on this thing together. He was the one that actually discovered it. So, you know, check him out. Check out his information. You know, you got Ty out west. He's dealing with all kinds of demonic stuff as well, not in his own life, but he's helping people that are dealing with demons, you know, in his own way. You got Shai over there in the Middle East. You got Yanni in Europe. You got myself here in Ontario. You got Sherry of Three Hearts down in Texas. You got Deanna Spangala down in Chicago. You got Fiona. She's out west as well. You got a lot of people, man, all over the place doing it to it. So help them out any way you can. Support them any way you can, financially if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share the data. Give it to everybody. Let everybody hear whatever, you know. They'll get whatever they're going to get out of these shows. And share the data. Share everybody's information. Share everybody's information, you know. Get it out there. Everybody's trying to get something across everybody to help everybody out. And I think that's important that everybody does this. Alrighty, so to the next segment, to your health. Remember this, by the grace of God, we are still here. Take care.